cord. You don't want the cord. These are amazing shoes. No, really, these are going to change my life. No, really, because look, they have an arch, and then they have the rubber sole, which I like. And I'm sure these are pleather, not real leather, which I approve of. But there's something happening in my toes. These are amazing. These are like a whole new world. Like, these are, I need these. Do they come in pink, and do they have sparkles? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, we're not sure yet. We can.
Pink and sparkle flowers.
I'm the one who brought up the pink and sparkles.
I love them.
Nobody else really brought it up. I love them.
Just like a little flower right there.
No, I didn't bring that up. No, I appreciate it. Yeah, design. Flower. And you can actually do it yourself, too. You can paint on your own shoes.
Do them yourself.
You know, I think that's even a better idea.
No, these are game changer.
They're perfect.
There's something cool.
I have to say they are leather, though. I know you mentioned non-leather.
Okay, I'd like a non-leather pair, please.
I think it's probably a good idea to have both.
Cruelty-free, yes.
Well, people eat meat, so there is what it is.
And there are skins left over. But in the movement where we are in today's day and age, that would prevent me from buying them, unfortunately, in the market. But if they were not, then I'd be all over them.
All right, that's good information. I appreciate that. And look at this woman. I mean, come on. And we're getting on. This is the, look at who's making a judgment here.
And I appreciate this. I wore some Shmata shoes over here. And these are game changer.
All right.
Look, you could make that black.
How can we make the leather? What's a
pleather, and then make that black.
What's pleather?
Plastic leather. I know plastic's not good for the environment either, but just trying to get off the animal holocaust.
I don't know about plastics.
I don't think it's worse.
I don't know. Dustin Hoffman said it in The Graduate.
The animal holocaust is worse. That was in the '80s.
I don't know. These are little technicalities we're discussing.
Here.
It's an open discussion. It's nice to have a discussion with those socks. You know, you kind of look like Oktoberfest.
These are my Oktoberfest socks. They are from Munich, actually.
This girl,
and they're supposed to go like this high, actually. This
burlesque show, wait.
Ooh, they're supposed to be that way.
This show is getting better.
Right?
Better as it goes. Yeah. Well, thank you for your kindness.
Okay. No, I love them. I love the feel of them, and I can't wait.
This is unsolicited. I'll tell you straight out.
No, it
everyone.
Is. No, you don't
this
understand.
This just came up.
I have shoe issues.
And Cindy came over, and, you know, we're going to be in a show here.
I feel like
you
I'm on
air. You guys
got
to go see it at the New York New Works Theater Festival run by Mr. Gene Fish. It's all good.
Founder Paul Slatkis.
Yeah, I'm a founder. I'm a found. I've been found. I'm not the founder founder. Gene's the founder founder. I am close to the founder founder.
We love Gene.
And I started when Gene started it. I mean, I was a founder.
Yay.
So I guess, but he's the chief founder.
I love it. And I love these shoes. They're really comfortable. No, there's something. They make you stand upright.
Look at this.
And they're really comfortable, like, on your toes. Like, you feel like you're getting a little toe massage as you're walking.
Well, that's the reflexology concept, because that's the inner sole. So you don't need another pair of orthotics. You just need this sole. And you wear that.
Because I have some orthotics, and I'm sick of it.
They're not going to be inexpensive. They're going to cost money. I'm not sure what price point.
They're an investment.
It's an investment. Because orthotics cost $600.
Just let me put in a flower. Like, you know how, like a little...
We can do whatever. It's an investment. If they're really good. I wanted to go out with $299. Some people said it should be $17,000.
No. Oh, my
and
God.
Then there is nobody. No, nobody said that.
And then you need
that.
The footwear model. Then
someone said
bonus.
Make it the last $199. Maybe we could figure out something of a happy medium.
I love them.
We could try the
pink and
two
sparkles.
Prices of some sort.
Yeah, well, the leather and the cruelty-free.
If depending on... Yeah.
These are great. No, they're really great. They're really comfortable. They're amazing. They're supportive.
You know what? I'm so happy because I was thinking that we shouldn't have clogs.
No,
clogs. And this clog thing is like a great idea.
Yeah.
That's Laura Norman. I'm telling you, she knows her stuff.
This is
her original design. Laura Norman is the lady behind this, a reflexologist for over 20 years. And the teacher of the reflexologist. So
I love them.
Thousands of people out there that she's taught.
You're helping my legs.
Well, that's what reflexology is supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, the pressure points. So what it is it's like an orthotic
as
that has
you
raised.
Walk.
It's pretty much the basically the whole concept of reflexology.
I love them. Thank you for letting me try them on.
This is one of the greatest commentaries I've ever heard.
Thank you. I love them.
And now I got to sell these shoes.
Just pink. Make them in pink. That's all you have to do, and they will sell thousands. Pink and yellow and black. Done.
Yeah.
Plaid, polka dots, get colors. Make them fun. Because orthotic shoes are always boring. I hate them.
The colors.
You need black, brown, Black, brown, polka dots, plaid, just pink, yellow, whatever, blue, flower, right?
It Basics. Works.
Yeah, I love them. Thank you for letting me try
They have, we have. We don't have all those colors, but, whoa.
Why not?
Well, because we're just starting now. We're getting the shoe figured out, and but it's been out there before,
love
and it
them.
Did very, very well.
No, these
she
are
sold
amazing.
10,000 of them.
I've been looking for shoes forever.
10,000 shoes.
No, I love
for
them.
For real.
I love them.
And that was in a short time. And then her marketing thing person didn't really, and whatever,
well,
the business
she's
itself.
Doing.
Well, no, she, no, it didn't work out. You know, business is business. How do you do it? You know, there's all
but
different
But these are
things.
Great.
It's not really easy
no,
to run a business.
No, these are great.
But
They're
we've got
great.
A new concept for it.
They're
anyway.
Great. And please
On
make
the
a
web.
Dress shoe. I just need one dress shoe.
One dress shoe.
Something black.
Problem is heels, no heels.
No, right. I want it, but it has to
was
look.
That in pat, if that was it, in just, patent leather?
If I could just put something with a dress that feels like this, please. Something with a gown that feels like this. No heel, like, or level. Yeah. Thanks.
Really? Well, thank
Love
you
it.
Very much.
These are my Sadie. Shoe desires and dreams. I can't find them.
Jesus, look at
I
this.
Need
is fantastic.
Support. Help me. Thanks.
I didn't tell her. She's speaking all on her own. Thank you.
I am.
I appreciate
I am.
That. This is truth in advertising.
Thank you, Paul.